I don't know if you're a big Jim Carrey fan, but Yes Man came out on video this week. Mediocre. My favorite Jim Carrey movie was Bruce Almighty. Do you remember the phrase, "Be the miracle"? Morgan Freeman as God talking to Bruce, taking him aside and talking about miracles, saying, "A single mom who's working two jobs and still finds time to take her kid to soccer practice, that's a miracle. A teenager who says no to drugs and yes to an education, that's a miracle. People want me to do everything for them. What they don't realize is that they have the power. You want to see a miracle, son? Be the miracle, the miracle, the miracle. You want to see some resurrection, First Baptist Edmonton? The title's in your order of service. Be the resurrection. This is the so what of Easter, is it not? And as we reflect on this morning's text, John 20, we have two options. The first is in verse 10. Then the disciples returned to their homes. So our first option is to go the way of John and Simon Peter and simply go home. Now, we shouldn't get too down on John and Peter. In verse 9, we read that John saw and he believed. So they were trying hard and if you note, running hard to get it here. And there's some humor in there with the running and the foot race and who gets there first. Verse 10 is still intriguing and somewhat curious, isn't it? That they went home. Period. Full stop. Jesus had died and was now not in the tomb. Do you just go home after learning and seeing this news? If this was a crime scene, John and Peter would probably be jettisoned to the top of the suspect list. True? Two guys show up, then bail? What was going on there? Were they scared? Were they indifferent? Were they stunned? Paralyzed? Whatever the case, they choose to go home. I read a great quote this week. The females in the room will appreciate this. A great pro-women at the tomb quote by Frances Maloney. She says, "It is women whose faith and loyalty to Jesus see them through the trauma of his death and burial and eventually leads them to proclaim, 'The Lord has been raised.' The same disciples are universally presented as refusing to accept the Easter proclamation of the women. The faith of women stands out in strong contrast to the lack of faith among the male disciples, including the pillars of the discipleship group." Go, women, go. Go, Frances Maloney. That is there an amen in the house from the females? Amen. Yeah. The guys just go home. The male disciples see, they kind of believe. It's kind of like when Sandy sends me to the closet to go find something. She sends me to the hallway closet. I open the closet. It's not really there. I come back to the kitchen. She's like, She bolts over to the closet, goes, "Here it is." Women get it so much more than men do. Now, that's a bit too extreme, but we can... The disciples go home. In verse 11, if you look at the text, we see this other option. It's the Mary way. It's a different story. It starts by saying, "But Mary stood." This is the way of Mary, standing, weeping, bending, and maybe even squinting to look. And what did she see? Angels. And she's sobbing, and she's trying to talk, and she's trying to make sense of what the angels are saying, and she turns around and screams. And she's sobbing, and she's trying to gain her composure, and it must be the gardener, and he's asking the same questions of, "Why am I weeping?" And so she's fumbling for words, she's sobbing, she's gasping, and Jesus says to her, "Mary." And after he calls her name, he gives her a command. Go. And what does Mary do? She goes. She doesn't go home. She gets it. She goes. She says, I have seen the Lord. And so this Sunday, our challenge is to live our lives in the way of Mary. To watch, to wait, to stoop, to squint, to look, to seek the resurrection. Here it is, right here in our sacred text, in this story in John 20. It's everywhere in our text. We've heard of the passage from Isaiah 25 this morning. There's resurrection in that story too, isn't there? In 1 Corinthians 15, which is the epistle for the lectionary this week, Paul writes, "For I handed on to you as of first importance what I in turn had received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he was raised in the third day in accordance with the Scriptures." And so we're called to immerse ourselves in these stories of resurrection. Resurrection presence, resurrection power. On the back of the bulletin, I was sent this poem, the Seven Stanzas at Easter poem. Read that during the week and reflect on that. It is a dense, thick seven stanzas that will take you all week to try to figure out and try to embrace and reflect on and even try to get a piece of. Are there other ways that we can be or experience the resurrection this week? I believe our call is to be life givers. Sandy has already prayed that this morning. How can we be agents of transformation, agents of hope, agents of healing? I'm going to point to two quick other readings. Wendell Berry and Eugene Peterson. Wendell Berry is a farmer from Kentucky who is also a poet. And he's written this one poem called Manifesto, The Mad Farmer Liberation Front. And so if you're thinking, how can I be, or how can we as this community of faith be the resurrection this week? Here's what Wendell Berry might say. His poem begins by reflecting on the threats of a do-it-quickly and be-obsessed with consumption lifestyle. So he says, love the quick profit, the annual raise, vacation with pay. Want more of everything ready-made. Be afraid to know your neighbors and to die, and you will have a window in your head. Not even your future will be mysterious anymore. Your mind will be punched in a card and shut away in a little drawer. When they want you to buy something, they will call for you. When they want you to die for profit, they will let you know. The only answer, according to Berry, to escape this soulless life is to be crazy enough to follow God. And so he writes, so friends, every day do something that won't compute. Love the Lord. Love the world. Work for nothing. Take all that you have and be poor. Love someone who does not deserve it. Ask questions that have no answers. Plant sequoias. Laugh. Laughter is immeasurable. Be joyful though you have considered all the facts. As soon as the politicos can predict the motions of your mind, lose it. Already done, Wendell Berry. Already done. Leave it as a sign to mark the false trail, the way you didn't go. Be like the fox who makes more tracks than necessary, some in the wrong direction. And then he writes this phrase, practice resurrection. How can we be the resurrection? Let's maybe embrace one or two of these thoughts and practice resurrection. Eugene Peterson then jumps on this idea of practicing resurrection and writes a book called Living the Resurrection. And in this book, he then writes about the ordinary ways we can be a people who bring life rather than death into the simple places that we are called day after day, week after week. He suggests three movements, and we won't go deep into these movements, but he says we can be Sabbath keepers. We can be a people of wonder. He said we can participate in the Eucharist, communion, or we can share meals together. We can be a people of meal sharing. Or he says we can be a people of spiritual friendship, a people who take time to cultivate relationships, both within Christian community and maybe outside of Christian community. We're called to be the resurrection, speaking life to one another in a world so full of curses, despondence, and pessimism. The old hymn, we started off with a great old hymn today, but the old hymn that comes to mind is that Wonderful Words of Life hymn. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Can we be a people who practice resurrection for the next 50 days? Easter has 50 days, everyone. It's not just lumped into one day for us who follow the church calendar, but we have 50 days to speak and live and be the resurrection. Resurrection wonder, resurrection meals, and to be resurrection friends. As we close in prayer, I want to simply offer you a minute to quietly reflect, to be open to what that resurrection wonder might look like in the next 50 days. Maybe it's once again committing to Sabbath keeping, or maybe take time to reflect on resurrection meals. Invite some people into your world to start sharing meals together. We talked about this community and conversations potluck that we have even this coming Saturday. Come, eat, drink, be merry, join in conversation. We've talked about resurrection friends. Let's allow ourselves to be named and known as the people of God, a people of faith. And let's share some of these resurrection stories in the next 50 days. As you get inspired by the living Christ to resurrection wonder, to participate in resurrection meals, to be with resurrection friends, please come and share those stories with me or someone on staff. And maybe on a Sunday morning you might share a story amongst us saying, I've met the living God in a new way, through wonder, through sharing an ordinary meal, or by being in community with one another. Let's pray together for just a moment, and then I'm going to close with a prayer that will remind us of our Bolivian partnership. I'm wearing the Bolivian stole, but I have a prayer from Jesuit Father Luis Espinal, who was assassinated March 22, 1980 in La Paz, Bolivia, by paramilitary forces. And he wrote this short meditation prayer shortly before his death. So after some silence, some reflection, some prayer, then I'll close with this prayer from this Jesuit father. Let's pray together. Take away the sadness from our faces. We are not in a game of chance. You have the last word. Beyond the crushing of our bones, now has begun the eternal Alleluia. From the thousand openings of our wounded bodies and souls, there arises now a triumphal song. So teach us to give voice to your new life throughout all the world. Because you dry the tears from the eyes of the oppressed forever, and death will disappear. Thanks be to God. Amen.